covering his fingers. I want y'all to really pay attention to what's going around in this world now. I'm telling y'all now, all what you said, y'all stupidity, y'all fear something gonna happen. The way they're going, what they're doing, I'm telling you, the Lord gonna crack that sky sooner than they think. We're gonna be out of here. This ain't no time for y'all to be stopping and looking back now. It's ride and die. What you gonna do? We're gonna ride and die with the Lord. Nothing else left, y'all. We're coming to the wire now. And I want to see all of us make it. Amen. 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 Let's say amen for our early speaking, man, Veronica. Amen. 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 Amen.
Come on, bless God, hallelujah. And let the devil get a clean your hands and bless his head, hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands. Yeah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Every praise is to my God. Every praise is to my God. I don't know who you praise or who you want to praise. Somebody's going through something, and they don't know our Savior.
All right.
Somebody is battling through some things and wrestling with demons, and they don't know a way of great escape.
Hallelujah!
And it's our duty as believers to be a light that's set on a hill.
Hallelujah!
So when they're in the dark place, they will come to you and be the only God that they see.
Hallelujah.
And ask you why you're glowing so. What is that going on in your life that reflects and radiates this glow? Could you tell me it was your glow that kept me?
Hallelujah.
Come on, God. Come on, Father. I bless you. Listen, please stand. Everybody stand for prayer. Father, I thank you and I bless you. I exalt your name, O God.
Yes,
you are wonderful.
Yes,
you are worthy to be
praised.
Hallelujah. Oh, I praise the Lord.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for this opportunity to go before your people. Oh God, use me for your glory.
Yes.
You are the potter and I am the clay.
Yes.
Mold these lips of mine. Speak a word to your people. Oh God, let this word fall on good ground, Father God, and it will grow. It will change our lives. Father, I ask that you allow the anointing that destroys every yoke. Father, I thank you that the anointing breaks change. And Father, I ask that you use me for your glory. You get all of it. I bless you and I honor you. You are my God, my strength, and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Come on, clap your hands as you go down. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do what God has called me to do. Listen, I'm tired in my natural body.
All right.
But my spiritual man is strong. All right. My spiritual man loves who God is and what he has done in my life. Now, we quickly go over to 2 Corinthians 13, chapter and the 15th verse.
2 Corinthians
13 and 5. Hold that place. And it reads as this. Examine yourself. Whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self. How that Jesus Christ is in you. Except you be reprobate.
Examine your own self. We're in a time where we have to examine our own selves. We have to understand that we are God and we are chosen by God. He said, examine yourself rather you be in the faith. People still walking around talking about you have to hold the Ten Commandments. Yeah. Jesus died on the cross and took the place of the Ten Commandments. You got to walk this walk in faith. This is a faith walk. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and he washed away all of my sin. So with the sin came the curse of the law.
Share the Love, Inc. is an international outreach organization dedicated to serving their community. Their mission is to spread the gospel, provide communities everywhere with adequate living assistance, and empower women globally. Visit Share the Love, Inc. on 2936 West Highland Boulevard, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. For more information, please contact Share the Love, Inc. at 414-791-9468 or visit their website, sharetheloveinc.com.
This is a faith thing. Examine yourself. You got to know within yourself that you are born again. You got to know that you are in God through Jesus Christ by faith. You got to know these things unless you be reprobate. Okay. You be reprobated, meaning you have turned yourself over to your own self, to your own sin, and to your own judgment, to your own law. Oh, I wish I had a witness. We begin to walk. There's people now in the White House doing stuff on their own. Okay. Y'all ain't paying attention. 2030 gonna be here real quick. They switching things right now. They got what you call them things, the little scanners, the chips. They already swiping, getting in and out of buses and stores and all over the land.
Yes, they are.
They've been doing it for a long time now. Now, in some places, you can't even go to the grocery store.
No, you can't.
Unless you have the chip in your hand.
Yep.
You will not be able to buy or sell without the chip in some countries right now. Y'all not paying attention. Because we're in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're supposed to be. In God we trust. That's what they say. That's what the forefathers led this world on. In God we trust. But since they have stepped out of God's covenant and laws, that's what the enemy have permission to come take us out. This is why we must examine ourselves. We must make sure that we are walking in God like we're supposed to through Jesus Christ. He said, examine yourself. Go to Matthew 23. For me, read 23:25. Because we need to make sure that we understand that we are in God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That this is a faith walk. People are right now deceiving the believers. The word of God said the very elect is going to fall. Right now we are in time that people are turning their backs on Jesus. Turning their back on church. Turning their back on fellowshipping and getting together and making strategies on how we going to get through this thing when it hit this land. It ain't if it hit, it's when it hit. Because it's coming. Because it's in the word. Pastors been teaching us and training us and teaching us and training us and preparing us for the end time. The end time is up on us. Examine yourself. Matthew 23:25 say, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside self-indulgence. We got so many folks in the church. They're exalting themselves and they are all about themselves. They're harlots and they're not bringing the people up on how to survive in the end time. You better examine yourself. Check yourself. Sis, look at yourself, bro. Check your inner man. Are you in position? They look good on the outside, Squadron. They all clean, the word of God says. 27 said, woe to the scribes. For you are like whitewashed tools, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men bones and uncleanness. Examine yourself. We come here to examine ourselves that we may be able to walk upright in God. Because what is about to hit this country, you're going to need a solid rock. Tell somebody, stand on the solid rock. Stand on the solid rock, because they're going to come and try to take the rock from up under you. Some countries right now can't even say the name of Jesus. They can't praise him outwardly. They have to be in pains and in houses and in secret places, and they don't have nobody to come with them. Listen, we're praying for these countries.
Yeah.
I don't know who y'all praying for. But they gonna need to, we're going to need to know how they survive. Because they already got it coming. They going through right now. We ain't, it ain't hit us yet because we too privileged. Examine yourself. Because you think you're right and you think you're doing something and you're so far from the God that we serve.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said you're unclean. He said outwardly.
Yeah.
You're unclean. You're whitewashed.
Okay.
This is Jesus talking to the Pharisees. Jesus is talking to them and telling them, y'all just look good. You don't have no idea what's going on. You have no idea who I am.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez and Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
Standing before you, and but you acting like you're doing something with your church rituals. You're dressed up and you're coming to church, but then you leave right with the same old demonic spirits. Are you examining yourself? Because there's coming a time that you truly gonna have to stand on that solid rock. You can't play like you clean. You can't quicken in the spirit and thank God don't see you fail. Listen. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to me. But inside, you are full of hypocritical and lawlessness. Hypocrisy. That word is hypocrisy and lawlessness. That means you fail. You phony. You running around here acting like you saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized, but you can't get me out of a plastic bag because I'm tangled and tied up with some things. See, we got times that people are playing with your lives. People are playing with your salvation. He's playing with your rock. But you got to understand it's a time that you have to examine yourself.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You can't depend on man to have an anchor in Jesus like you should have your own anchor. Because they look like they got it together. They look like they got it together. Mother Lord.
Hallelujah.
They look like they're doing the right thing. They look like they can take you to another level. But they can't take us nowhere. Because their appearance look like it. The word of God says we have the form of godliness and lacking the power thereof. I'm not coming over here first lady being saved, sanctified, delivered from a lesbian lifestyle to play with somebody about the authority in my life. I don't got time to play with your devil. I ain't got time to play with your enemy. I am on assignment. I'm saved, sanctified, set free, and delivered with the power of Jesus Christ. Play with God if you want to. You look like you're saved. But you beat me to the counter to get a tequila. As the sister said, stop playing in my face. They told the devil to put playing in your face. We let the devil play in our face. Like they got some type of authority and power. You best to examine yourself. It's a time to examine yourself. Make sure that your election is sure. Because there come a time. And it's coming. It's quicker than you think it is. It's up on us. And you better know that you know Jesus. As First Lady said, you better know that you know that you know that you know. You better know, Pastor. Because you're going to be standing there and the devil won't let you know that you don't know. Steve, those kids say, I know Jesus. And I know Paul. But who are you? Who are you? So when the devil asks you who you are, you know you ain't nobody in the kingdom. All right. Y'all better get your lives together. Amen. Examine who you are.
Amen. Thank
you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.